five car dealerships in your town and has that whole business locked up, and you see him doing commercials late at night, you know, he's a celebrity too. So you may be a celebrity in your particular genre. So
right.
You need to be a celebrity. What I do is I'm the celebritizer, and I celebritize people, giving them businesses, giving them the same savvy tactics that superstars in business and entertainment use to celebritize themselves and their brands. So basically, I teach you how to celebritize yourself. So
wow,
the two words that go with that are expertise and celebritize.
Wow, that's really great. Now, if you're listening to this on the replay or the live telewebcast, you will see that there's a big button right in the middle of the screen that says get your copy of Interview Tactics. I would encourage you to do that after the call. It opens up another window in your browser, and you'll be able to see the book that Gail's talking about, Interview Tactics. Get this book. I really do encourage you to do that. It's a great book. And a lot, just a ton of practical information. Mine is all marked up, and I love what she's got here. It'll help you way beyond this particular time that we have together, and it'll be very valuable information for you. So Gail, if I'm going to be interviewed by the media, it depends on the type of media, I know, but do I have four topic talking points, or do I have 10, or what do you really encourage people to do in that area?
Well, first, what you want to do is you want to talk to the producer, the person who actually called you, and the producer could also be the host. You might ask them, why is it they called you? Was it based on a press release you just issued? So if they, depending upon what they say, will let you know kind of what they want to talk about, or almost specifically what they want to talk about. They may want to take what you do and connect it to a holiday that's happening. And they think, you know, let's say you're a dating expert for people over 50. They want to
mm-hmm.
book you now for Valentine's Day. But they call you and say, we want to have you on the show. So you call them back and you say, gosh, I'd love to be on the show. What are we doing? Where do you want to go with this? And they say, well, you know, we wanted to book you early. It's for Valentine's Day. Well, immediately you know where to go in your own arsenal of stuff. And then you ask them, how much time do I have? How much time will you need me for? And if they say, well, you know, we're very crunched and we have five or six other experts on that day, you have 3 to 5 minutes. Which is fine with you because you know what your talking points are. It's like just going through an old trunk and pulling stuff out, what you need, what makes it work for you. And then you might say to them, well, you know, I have a couple of ideas. Because you might have a couple of ideas based on your talking points, and you'll throw it back to them because they just because they're calling you to be on the show, and just because they have a show, and just because they're producing a show doesn't necessarily make them a genius. That's why
sure.
they're calling you. The reason why you get booked on a show is to make your host look smart. And I mean,
wow, that's great.
That's really what it is. Your job is to make the person that's interviewing you look good. So you want to help them. You want to help them along the way. Tell them what you've got. Tell them what you're working on. Because you don't want to be sitting there the next day and say, oh, gee, I forgot to mention I just won the Nobel Prize for Peace because they wanted to talk about Valentine's Day.
Sure. Well, what are some of the biggest mistakes that people make when they do these interviews?
One of the biggest mistakes people make when they do interviews is that they think it's about them. It's not. It's about the story. It's about the show. It's about the blog. And it's about the people that watch that show or read that blog. So you have to be very clear about what problem do you solve for people. Do you make it easier for them to pick out clothes in a wardrobe? Do you make it easier for them to pick out, you know, healthier foods in the supermarket? Are you the one that best advises them on the best time to work out and the most effective workout that they can use. So you have to make it about them. And by asking the questions about, who are your viewers, who are your what's your demographic, you can figure that out. If it's mostly people over 50, then you're not going to teach them, how to be a college student and buy, fruit in the store that's good for you on a budget.
Sure. Well, it sounds like too many people, if they're not prepared, just kind of wing it, and then they wander all over the place, and they don't come out of it with the focused kind of story that they should.
You have to think about it like the Super Bowl. You got to bring your A game. And one of the things I do is I teach you how to find your A game. What is your A game? If I say to you, okay, right now, in this moment, what is your A game? And you go, you need a coach.
You need a coach.
Seriously. Because there could be someone that you have been trying to reach for months and suddenly that you see them, at an event somewhere. You got to be ready. It's showtime. It is showtime. The time you have a business, product, or service, first of all, you're using the media anyway. If you have an iPhone or Android phone where you can get everything all in your hand at one time, if you're one of those people that checks their email and their tweets and their texts before their feet even hit the floor, well, you're doing media before your eyes even open in the morning, before your feet hit the floor, So,
sure.
But you need to do it with a very specific intention. Because, you work so hard, you're up till 2 o'clock in the morning working on your product, working on your business. You're the one that has to generate those messages. The good news is, Terry, we live in a do-it-yourself world, DIY. I mean, with YouTube, with Twitter, with Facebook, finding people is so easy. That's the good news. It's a do-it-yourself world. Wow! The bad news, Terry, it's a do-it-yourself world. You got to do it yourself, okay? So you have to think of it as media because that's what it is, especially the World Wide Web. It's way more exposure than your local TV show. You got to think about LinkedIn. You got to think about those groups. You got to think about what am I putting out there. And you know what? One of the things that I always, people say to me, well, just give me a free tip right now. Anyone who's in the sound of our voices right now is within 10 miles of a chamber of commerce somewhere. Chambers of commerce are created and are one of the things they do is to bring businesses together regardless of what your business is. They have events all the time. If you're in a city like Phoenix or a city like Los Angeles, there's at least 4 or 5 of them. Well, in L.A., there's like 10 within 20 miles. So you could be going to 3 different networking meetings a week if you want. A night if you wanted to. Doing media is a muscle. Get out there. People are going to ask you the same thing they're going to ask you at a networking meeting, then they're going to ask you in an interview, who are you? Who are you? I'm the celebritizer. Who are you? What are you selling? I teach people how to use the media in their business. Why does somebody that I don't know need it? Because you got to tell it to sell it. If you can't talk about who you are and what you do, you're in for a bit of a rocky road. Where can I get it? Go to my website, interviewtactics.com. Buy a book and I'll sign it for you. That's it. But you have to fill in the blanks. I have a 5-part workbook in the back of the book that actually teaches you how to do that.
Yeah, no, the workbook in the back is really great because that's what people need in order to be able to think through these different issues that you're talking about so that they really are prepared and have these talking points together. Well, we've got tons of questions here, Gail, so let's get to some of these. Sharon asked, how do I deal with the pre-interview jitters?
Well, you know what? The pre-interview jitters, it all depends. You're going to throw up or you're just nervous. I'm nervous about my product all the time, but in a good way. I'm anxious to get the message out there. Since we already determined that we're doing media anyway, you have to take your attention off of that and just decide that it's really no different. Actors get a chance to do that all the time. But don't put that heavy burden on yourself by saying, oh, wow, this is different. It's not different. You are there to make the host of your look, the host of that show look good and really smart for picking you to be the one to impart information to their audience. So you're on a team. You're not out really especially out there. I mean, we're talking about businesses here. We're talking about books. We're not talking about Watergate, you know. We're not talking about and that's not to dismiss that or say things are controversial, but at the end of the day, the majority of interviews and interviewing that goes on has to do with businesses, products, and services. So you can make a huge drama out of it if you want to, or you can just take a couple of breaths, chill out, and remind yourself, I worked really hard on this. And I did it because I'm here to make the world a better place in some way. So let me just get out there and kick it.
Well, now,
and bring your energy with you.
Yeah, that's really great. That they need to absolutely do that, and that'll get them over those pre-interview jitters, that's for sure.
Well, you have sound bites and you have talking points. Let them do the work for you.
Now, what is the best way? I think this is a question that Rick is really getting into. He says, do I say my web address in my first turn of speaking in case I don't get a second chance? And so I guess the real question here, it seems to me, that he's asking is how do I weave the fact that I've written a book or that I've got a product or something into the conversation without being a nuisance? Because if you're in the media, that's kind of a no-no, isn't it? A sense to be saying your product or your web address every time you answer a question. So
well, every show is different, but typically it is frowned upon. If you're doing TV, they'll usually have what's called the chyron underneath you, which says your name and says author of. And so people will know you have a book. Typically, at the end of your segment, when you're doing TV, they'll say, if you want to know more information, we have it all on the website. And if someone is compelled to know more about you, typically they'll either go to that website or they have Googled you by that time. So it's a lot easier now than it used to be 10 years ago. It's, you know, I'll just give you a little tip about one of the things that I do. I'm sure you're like me. I get so much email, you know, go to this awesome seminar, go to this person. They only visit the planet Earth once every 10 years, and they're going to be here, and it's, you know, $2,000 to go. I go to LinkedIn. I look them up on LinkedIn. And I send them LinkedIn request. Typically, if we belong to the same group, it's easier because you just click group. Obviously, if I don't have their email address, that's not going to work. But you know, I try to get to them that way.
And there's protocol. Do you prepare a story to really emphasize that and weave into that story the title of your book, or what kind of
well you have you know you story? Have the same story. It's just you don't want to tell the same story every single solitary time that you do an interview.
Right.
You know, if people are following you, it's like seeing a comedian on a nighttime show and they're on three or four shows in a month and they do the same routine. It's like, oh, I already know that joke.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is, one of the things I talk about in my book is the idea of wrapping. And what that means, if somebody says, so tell me who's the most exciting person that you ever interviewed? So rather than just say the person's name, the wrapping is you wrap the question, when you answer the question, you wrap the question in it. So if you say to me, who's the most exciting celebrity you ever met? I might say to you, wow, the most exciting celebrity I ever met is such and such a person. And not only that, it's a complete sentence. But if you say to me, so tell me what made you, what compelled you to write your book, I might say, well, what compelled me to write my book, Interview Tactics, How to Survive the Media Without Getting Clobbered. Or I might just say, what compelled me to write my book, Interview Tactics. So every time I refer to my book, not every time, but at least one or two times, I say the name of my book. And I don't say the whole complete name.